good.
Follow the Pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the Thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Price. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it. Gilder hits it. A three-point field goal. And Gilder wins the state championship. Holy smoke.
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
Hey everybody, welcome to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're at Sandy Creek High School tonight as the Cougars get set to take on the Blue Hill Bobcats, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader for you tonight here on the Breeze. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Girls game is up first and a good matchup. We got the eighth-ranked team in Class C1, according to the Lincoln Journal Star, Sandy Creek. Their record sitting at 9-1 in the season. The only blemish on the record so far was the loss to Hastings St. Cecilia back on December the 22nd. Lost to the Hawkins by 3 points at 42-39. Since then, they've won 4 games in a row, knocking off Wood River, beating Adams Central, and also winning over Deschler and Superior, both on the road. So Russ Neinmeyer, a record of 9 wins and 1 loss in the season as they enter this ball game here tonight with Blue Hill, the Bobcats under head coach Tim Streff. Their record is sitting at 11 wins and 2 losses on the season. Blue Hill losing back-to-back ball games back in the middle part of December, losing to Hastings St. Cecilia 55-36, and then losing to Wood River the following week by a score of 41-33. Since then, this Blue Hill team has caught fire. They have won 8 games in a row. They beat Eustace Farnham and Axtell during the Axtell Holiday Basketball Tournament. Then the calendar changes to a 2012, and since then, they have picked up 6 more wins, winning at Silver Lake, winning over Gibbon, winning at Red Cloud, also winning at home against Franklin, and then winning over the Harvard Cardinals. In fact, the last 2 games, this Blue Hill team has allowed only 25 points combined between the 2 ball games. They beat Franklin by the score of 42-10, and they beat Harvard coming off of a 59-15 win over the Cardinals. So a good matchup here on the girls' side of things as Blue Hill gets set to take on Sandy Creek in our high school basketball game of the week here on the Breeze. You're listening to the New Tech Seed's pregame show here tonight. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll come back and get some comments from the coaches as we continue here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Hi, I'm Mia Hamm. As an athlete, I know injuries happen quickly, so I've teamed up with the American Association of Orthodontists to ask athletes to play it safe. Wear mouth guards, face masks, and helmets to prevent injuries. Visit braces.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back at the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, as we spend a couple of minutes with Blue Hill girls basketball coach Tim Streff. And coach, your ball club sitting at 11-2 in the season. Obviously, things are going pretty well.
Yeah, we've been playing pretty well as of late. We've been ironing things out defensively and getting a little more efficient offensively.
You've got 8 wins in a row since your last loss. You got things rolling.
Yeah, I mean, we're where we need to be right now. We're looking forward to tonight's game, going up against a good team. We need the competition.
You talked about deficiencies maybe in your defensive plan. What was happening early?
Oh, nothing. I mean, we were playing solid. It's just ironing things out. New people on the floor at the beginning of the year, they got to learn where they got to be.
Talk about some of the people we'll see on the floor time for you guys.
Well, we're led by our 2 seniors, Caitlin Kumpke and Jordan Atwater, on top of our zone. Both very capable scoring guards as well. good athletes leading us in scoring. And then Macy Coffey at a guard also. So we're very guard-oriented. Those are three pretty good guards out there for us.
What type of team is this for you guys this year?
We're up and down. I mean, we're pretty good in the open floor. So it'll be a good test because they're pretty good in the open floor too. But I feel pretty comfortable running with them.
Sandy Creek, obviously a good basketball team here in Central Nebraska, 9-1 in the season with their only loss to St. Cecilia. What about facing the Cougars tonight?
Like I said, we're looking forward to it. We need to go up against a good team to really see where we're at this time of year. They're always solid, and we always have pretty good games against them. So, like I said, looking forward to this one.
Obviously, Michaela Shaw is one of the girls you have to stop tonight for Sandy Creek, the game plan on her.
Well, I mean, don't let her get close to the rim because if she does, she's going to score. You know, you don't stop her when she gets in tight. It's just limiting them to one shot and trying to keep her off the boards and putting those putbacks in because that's where she lives.
When it's not Shaw, then you've got Ashley Harms. So it's kind of a double barrel here today.
Well, I mean, they're good for a reason. They got some good players, and Ashley Harms is probably the one that worries me the most even. You know, against our zone, we need to always be aware where she's at.
Defensively, Sandy Creek always very, very good. They pressure in backcourt. Handling the press, is that one of the keys tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's when you play Sandy Creek, you got to be able to handle that pressure and get into an offense. And the times we've been able to do that, we've been successful against them. The times we haven't, we've lost.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Tim Streff, the head coach for Blue Hill tonight on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft-serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back at the Texas pregame show tonight here on The Breeze. Sandy Creek getting set to take on Blue Hills. We've spent a couple of minutes with Sandy Creek head coach Russ Neiermeyer. And coach, since we've last seen a couple of wins over Deschler and Superior, how's the girls playing?
Well, I think we're making some strides a little bit. You know, we're still got that problem with the ball handling a little bit, but we're getting better and better. And we've got, all of a sudden we've gotten a few more kids to step up and maybe score a little bit more for us. So, you know, it doesn't look like that all the time, but the other night I was pretty pleased against Superior. If we could make some free throws down the line, we'd be okay, but the ball wouldn't go in for us. But we have a big enough lead to overcome it. So I think, you know, we're starting to maybe get going a little bit. So I'm pretty happy yet.
The ball handling, is that surprising?
Yeah, you know, I thought we were going to be a little better at that at the beginning of the year. It just hasn't happened. I mean, I guess we relied an awful lot last year on Bailey Morris handling the ball for us all the time. Or if we got in a pinch there, we went to Carrie Shaw. But you know, right now we've got other people that have got to come back. And Montana's been coming back and doing some of the job that she did as a sophomore again. So, and then Connor Lowry's picking up her game a little bit. So we're getting some more help from other people. So that's helpful.
You talked about some more girls stepping up scoring-wise. Talk about that and how important that's going to be down the stretch here.
Well, that's greatly important. We can't just have a one-person or a two-person team out there doing all the scoring for us. We've got to have those guys that come off the bench or anybody else chipping away, getting four, five, six, whatever it is, on a consistent basis there. You know, that'd be awful nice. And one of my main goals is that I was hoping at the beginning of the year that I would always have three girls in double figures. And maybe tonight, hopefully we did the other night, we did. So maybe tonight we will again. So we'll have to wait and see.
It's a Blue Hill tonight, a team that comes in here with a mark of 11-2 on the season. Maybe not a team that's getting a lot of respect right now in their ranks, but a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, they are. They've got a lot of nice wins there. They got some really nice ball players out there. You look for their leadership. You go to Jordan right off the bat. She's a good player out there, hustles quick. And she knows one thing. She likes to win. So that's a big key.
The Kumke girl is leading them in scoring. Talk about her and the keys maybe stopping her today.
Well, the keys for her, she's a good shooter from outside. The key for us is not to get her feet set. And, you know, I think they play a lot against a lot more teams that play zone. We're going to play the man, so we're going to see if that's going to bother them or not. But they move the ball very well, and that's a big key. And then also we got to take away their fast breaks opportunities. So I think their height and their size – will test us tonight a little bit.
Is that a big a change for a team to play a man-to-man defense or against a man-to-man defense when they're accustomed playing zone?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we had that problem when we see teams that play a zone. We see more man-to-man, so all of a sudden you see a zone team. It's like strange to us, too. So you get accustomed to what you're playing against all the time. You get pretty good at it, and hopefully, you know, nobody plays the other side. But you always got to be ready for everything.
Obviously, when we've come to Sandy Creek, you always got to be concerned about your pressure defense in backcourt. Pressure in this team, is that obviously in the game plan?
Oh, yeah. It's in all of our game plans. We, you know, that's our style. We're not going to back away from it. The theory is for us, the better defense we play, the better offense we get. So the key for us is get after these guys a little bit, see if we get them out of their rhythm, get them pushed out, not let them start in the same starting spots that they've been practicing all weekend. So those are some keys for us tonight.
There you go.
Thanks a lot.
Russ Neimeyer, head coach for Sandy Creek. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We get set for high school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Good matchup here on the girls' side of things. You've heard from both head coaches here tonight. Russ Neimeyer for Sandy Creek and Tim Streff for Blue Hill. Sandy Creek, when you deal with the Cougars, you deal with a two-headed monster inside, Michaela Shaw. And also Ashley Harms are off to a tremendous start here this year, as expected. Shaw is averaging 17 points and 10 rebounds per ball game. Meanwhile, Ashley Harms averaging 16 points and 7.8 rebounds per game. The Cougars, they rely on their defense, much like Blue Hill. Sandy Creek giving up only 39.2 points per ball game on defense. They are averaging 53.8 on the offensive end. Blue Hill is averaging 48 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 32 points per ball game on defense. As we told you just a few minutes ago, in the last two ball games, Blue Hill has really clamped down on defense as they allowed only 25 points in the two games combined. They beat Franklin by the score of 42-10, and they beat Harvard the other night by a score of 59-15. Blue Hill is led by Caitlin Kumpke. She is averaging 15 points per ball game, also 3.4 rebounds per game. You heard Russ Neimeyer talk about Jordan Atwater. She's been a force for Blue Hill as well, as she is averaging 8.9 points per ball game and 3.5 rebounds per contest. So it's Blue Hill and Sandy Creek here tonight in girls high school basketball. On the Breeze, we've got the boys game coming up next. That'll follow at about 8 o'clock or so here tonight at Sandy Creek High School. We'll get to the starting lineups. First of all, for Sandy Creek, they're going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red here tonight. They will go with Connor Lowry, who's a 5 foot 5 inch sophomore. Lowry is averaging 5 points and 1.2 rebounds per game. Tori Wheeler is a 5 foot 6 inch senior. Wheeler is averaging 3 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Montana Heinrichs is a 5 foot 10 inch senior. Heinrichs is averaging 5.2 points and one rebound per ball game. Ashley Harms, the other starter, a 5'11" senior, averaging 16.8 points and 7.8 rebounds per game. And Michaela Shaw, a 5'11" junior. Michaela Shaw is averaging 17.3 points and 10.1 rebounds per ball game. Sandy Creek as a team, as a squad, is hitting 42% from the field here this year, 27% from three-point territory, and 62% from the free throw line. They out-rebound their opposition 27-22. The Cougars average 17 turnovers per ball game, but they force 23 on the defensive end. Your starting lineups for Blue Hill here tonight: They will go with April Feynman, who is a 5'5" junior. Feynman is averaging 2 points and one rebound per ball game. Macy Coffey is a 5'10" sophomore, averaging 8 points and nine rebounds per game. Then they've got Kelsey Carr in there, a 5'8" junior, who is averaging 2.8 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Jordan Atwater is a 5'9" senior. She is averaging 8.9 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Blue Hill will be Caitlin Kumpke, who's averaging right at 15 points per ball game and also about 3.4 rebounds per contest. Kumpke is a 5'8" senior for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Blue Hill, a team that's averaging 38% on their field goal tries so far this year, and 24% from three-point territory, 42% from the free throw line. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight here on the Breeze.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5. So
it's set to go with high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're at Sandy Creek. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. So it's a 11-2 Blue Hill Bobcats here tonight, the 9-1 Sandy Creek Cougars. Sandy Creek coming in ranked number 8 this week, according to the Lincoln Journal Star in Class C1. Blue Hill has lost only 2 games this year. That was back in mid-December, losing to Hastings St. Cecilia and losing to Wood River. Since then, they have won 8 games in a row. So it's going to be Blue Hill and Sandy Creek here tonight, followed by the boys' game coming up at 8 o'clock here tonight. Jumping things up for Blue Hill is going to be Coffey. Into the center circle for Sandy Creek will be Shaw. And the ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by the Blue Hill Bobcats. Blue Hill will shoot to our basket to our far end as we view it from behind the Sandy Creek basket here. At the Cougar Gym, there's a long-range jumper from the right corner. It's going to be no good there by Blue Hill. The first shot taken by Coffey as Blue Hill gets it back over there on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Jordan Atwood with a ball. Atwater with a ball for Blue Hill. Hands it away down to Caitlin Kumpke. Kumpke here on the near sideline comes out to the top of the key to Feynman. Right, it's the Sandy Creek Cougars, and that's a traditional man-to-man defense. Coffey takes it down to the right sideline. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Shaw. Shaw runs it back the other way. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Lowry. Her shot is up there and in. So Sandy Creek gets the transition going there as they score easily there. Connor Lowry gets the feed from Michaela Shaw. It's a 2-0 ball game. Sandy Creek has got the advantage. Here's Atwater with the ball now for Blue Hill, driving to the basket as she dishes off there to Macy Coffey, and her shot is up and in. So Atwater gets the assist. Coffey gets the field goal there for Blue Hill. And we're now tied up at 2 points apiece. Sandy Creek comes back with the basketball. Here's Montana Heinrichs. Comes out now between the rings to Connor Lowry. Comes down here on the baseline to Dylan Woodbury, who's going to get a start here for Sandy Creek tonight. Over on the wing to Heinrichs. Her shot from three-point territory is no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Blue Hill basketball. Just underway here. Girls high school basketball tonight, first game of two here on the Breeze. And now Sandy Creek will apply that pressure in backcourt. In order for Blue Hill to stay in this thing, they're going to have to handle this backcourt pressure. This is going to be Atwater with the ball now for Blue Hill. She winds her way up the floor. Now we got a personal foul called. Atwater gets it into the offensive zone, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Montana Heinrichs. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one of the Cougars. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Coffey inbounding the ball now for Blue Hill, right in front of the Sandy Creek bench. They get it into Atwater out here. Atwater goes to the top of the key to April Feynman. over on the wing on the left side. Now here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Michaela Shaw. She drives, shoots, and scores. Michaela Shaw gets the interception as Blue Hill commits their first turnover of the ball game. Shaw takes it the distance and scores, and the Cougars are out on top by a score of 4-2. Here's Atwater with the ball again. Goes over on the right side. Driving is going to be Kumpke. Takes it down on the baseline. Her shot from 5 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Shaw for Sandy Creek. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Harms. Her shot is going to be no good. The ball tapped around. And it's picked up in the lane there by Coffey. And a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called here on Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Connor Lowry. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Cougars. It'll be Blue Hill playing things in here in backcourt. They're trailing in the ball game on a score of 4-2. Here's Jordan Atwater with the ball now. She'll bring it up against Heinrichs. Races the ball across the midcourt stripe. Goes over on the left side now to Coffey. Comes out to the top of the key to Carr. Bounce pass comes over to Atwater again on the wing on the right side. Feeds it down low, grabbing the ball, shooting, and missing the shot. We got to have a personal foul down there. Just to the right of the goal there. As a shot was thrown up by April Feynman of Blue Hill, but she was fouled into play. Second personal foul on Connor Lowry in the ball game, and now Feynman goes to the free throw line here for Blue Hill. The Bobcats, a 42% free throw shooting team, and the first free throw of the night is up there and in by April Feynman. Feynman is hitting 43% from the line herself, averaging 2 points and one rebound per ball game. 4-3 is the score. It is Sandy Creek out on top of Blue Hill here tonight in girls high school basketball. April Feynman, her second shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls down through the hole. It's good. So Feynman hits a pair, and we are tied up now at 4 points apiece here in girls high school basketball. Heinrichs goes over on the wing on the left side to Tori Wheeler. To Heinrichs, entry pass to get her down low. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Ashley Harms, and now a foul called. Harms working tough down there on the baseline of the right side. A jump ball is called, no foul called, but the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek. Cougars will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Looking to play things in. The pass is going to be off with the fingertips of Ashley Harms, and the ball is brought down there by Atwater. She drives and now leads it down to the baseline, and the shot is up and in. So a turnover on Sandy Creek. The shot taken there by the Blue Hill Bobcats. That was Caitlin Kupke scoring there. And a turnover on Sandy Creek, and now we got a Blue Hill, a timeout here. 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout with a score. Blue Hill 6, Sandy Creek 4.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgro, and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Has got an advantage over Sandy Creek as the Cougars have it now back in their offensive zone. Ashley Harms moves it down in the baseline, back out, up high to a Montana Heinrichs. Sandy Creek working against this zone defense of Blue Hill here tonight. Here's a long-range jumper put up there by Harms from the right side. It's going to be no good. Follow shot is going to be no good by Dylan Woodbury. She gets her own rebound back, sends it down in the corner. That's going to be Wheeler with the ball. Back out to Heinrichs. Now on the wing, here's a long-range three put up there. No good by Wheeler. Long rebound comes out to Heinrichs. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Harms tries to save it, and it's going to be... It is. It's going to be saved there right off of the chest of Caitlin Kumpke out of bounds, so Sandy Creek will play things in. Good save there by Michaela Shaw of Sandy Creek. The Cougars will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket here. Cougars are trailing in the ball game by a score of 6-4. Bobcats have the lead. There's Heinrichs with the ball. Comes across the top. That's Tori Wheeler. Wheeler moves it over on the wing on the left side. Ashley Harms moves it down on the baseline. Her shot from five, no good. But she was hacked there, and the foul is going to be called. Harms will go to the free throw line now for Sandy Creek. 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 6-4 is the score. Bobcats have the advantage. A personal foul on McKenzie Willicott, who just checked in there for Blue Hill. And a shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in for Michaela Shaw. She's now got 3 points in the ball game. Sandy Creek has got five on the board. Blue Hill is out on top by a score of 6-5 here in this one. Here's the next shot by Shaw. It's going to be up there and in. So now we're tied up at 6 points apiece. We've been tied up at 2, 4, and now 6. As Jordan Atwater brings the ball up now for Blue Hill. Bounce pass goes over there on the left side to Coffey. Traveling violation. Macy Coffey trying to penetrate inside. We have to put the ball down first, and a traveling violation is called on Blue Hill. That is the second turnover in the Bobcats here in the ball game. Sandy Creek coming back the other direction. Here's Montana Heinrichs. Cross-court pass comes to Wheeler. Entry pass to get it down low to Harms. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted on the wing there by Caitlin Kumpke. That is the second turnover on Sandy Creek here in the ball game. Kumpke comes back with the ball. Her pass is deflected right at the 10-second line. Heinrichs has got the ball. She drives, shoots, and scores. Montana Heinrichs scoring there for Sandy Creek. That's her first field goal. Third turnover on Blue Hill. And now the Cougars are out on top with a score of 8-6. Pressure again by Sandy Creek here in backcourt. Atwater has got it back here. And now we got a foul called. Personal foul called in Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Montana Heinrichs. That's going to be her second. So Montana's now got two fouls. Connor Lowry has got two fouls. 14 fouls in general here for Sandy Creek. And now Blue Hill will bring the ball up. That's Atwater. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shaw. She drives it to the hole. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. So Blue Hill turning the ball over against that tough Sandy Creek defense. That's a fourth turnover this first quarter on Blue Hill. And going to the free throw line will be Michaela Shaw for Sandy Creek. She's already got 4 points in the ball game, averaging 17 in the season. And her shot is up there. It's good. She is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Shaw in the season is hitting 57% from 3 points, or actually from the free throw line tonight. And for the season, her shot is up there. It's good. 4 of 4 there tonight. She's 57% on the season. And Sandy Creek now has a 10-6 advantage over Blue Hill as the inbounds pass is going to be swatted back out of bounds by Ashley Harms. Cougars with three players back here in backcourt. Blue Hill's going to try to play things in. And the ball again tipped away, and it's going to be again knocked out of bounds there. Knocked out of bounds by Shaw. She tried to save it but couldn't get to it. It goes out of bounds in the Coffin corner. So the third time could be a charm. Now they get it in. That's going to be Atwater with the ball. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Coffey underneath the basket. A shot is up and in by Kelsey Carr. Kelsey Carr scoring there for Blue Hill. It's a 10-8 ball game. 10-8. The Cougars have the lead. Bounce pass goes over in the wing to Heinrichs. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. Torrey Wheeler runs it inside. It's over the head of Harms out of bounds. Turnover number 3 on Sandy Creek. Down to the ball game for the Cougars is going to be Taylor Heinrichs. Taylor Heinrichs comes in. Dylan Woodbury checks out. Blue Hill also sending in a sub here. It's going to be Lexi Hemelberg into the ball game now for the Bobcats. 10-8 is the score. Sandy Creek has got a 2-point advantage here in this first quarter. Caitlin Kumpke has got the ball now for Blue Hill. Her pass is going to be knocked down right at the midcourt stripe. Shaw's got the ball again. She drives, shoots, and scores. Michaela Shaw gets another field goal there. She rips the ball away right at the midcourt stripe. 12-8 is the score. Now we got some problems back here in backcourt. Ball is knocked loose again by Michaela Shondown here. She's all over the place so far here in this first quarter, 12-8. Sandy Creek with a 4-point advantage. Blue Hill will try to play it in. They do as they get into Kumpke. She will dribble in with the ball now. Kumpke back here in backcourt. Gets it across the midcourt stripe. Takes it into the forecourt. Now on the near sideline. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted again by Shaw. Right side of the lane. Michaela brings her back on the break now for Sandy Creek. Gets it out on top to Torrey Wheeler. There's that zone defense set up now for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Over here on the wing is going to be a Montana Heinrichs. Grooming of the ball comes out top of the key to Shaw. Now to Heinrichs. Two-handed pass comes over here to a Torrey Wheeler. Back out between the rings again to Heinrichs. Down to a Wheeler. Down in the corner, that's a Shaw as they move it back around the three-point arc here. Here's Michaela Shaw driving the baseline. The ball is tipped away. Shaw gets it back. Now they get it to Montana Heinrichs. She dribbles it into the lane. Her off-balance shot is up and in. Montana Heinrichs just kind of throws up a prayer and it goes down through the hole. 14-8 is the score. Sandy Creek now with a 6-point lead here in this first quarter. Himmelberg has got the ball now for a Blue Hill. Bounce pass left side of the lane. They go up for the shot. It's going to be good, and she fouled in the play. The field goal there is by Mackenzie Willicott, and she's fouled in the play. Mackenzie Willicott getting the field goal there for Blue Hill. That makes it a 14-10 ball game in favor of the Cougars. And Willicott goes to the line. She's a 50% foul shooter in the season. 6 out of 12 for the free throw line. And her shot is up there. It's good. Willicott hits a 3-point play. Much needed there for Blue Hill. Now the Bobcats are back within 3 points again. 14-11 is the score. We got 1:37 to play here in the first quarter. Girls high school basketball to get things started here tonight on the Breeze. A big night of high school basketball action from Sandy Creek High School. Here's a Tori Wheeler with the ball. Comes down here in the corner. That's going to be Shaw. Gets it inside to Harms. That shot's going to be no good. That's going to be no good there. The ball's brought out there by Carr. Carr gets it in the hands now of Atwater. She runs it back the other way for Blue Hill. Loses control of the ball. Picks it up in the corner. Down there for Blue Hill. And now circles around on the dribble out to the top of the key. Off on the left side, here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by the Bobcats. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Here's a pass by Tori Wheeler into the lane. It's going to be knocked away from Michaela Shaw out of bounds. So it's going to be Sandy Creek basketball. They will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket here. They've got a 14-11 lead. There's a pass right in the lane. The shot is up and in. Taylor Heinrich scoring there for Sandy Creek. That's her first field goal. They score off of the inbound. That is 16-11 now. Sandy Creek with a five-point lead. Coming back with the ball is going to be Jordan Atwater. Now for the Blue Hill Bobcats over to Himmelberg. Himmelberg stopping out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass comes to the top of the key to Carr. Over on the right side to Willicott. Moves it down into baseline now. Holding on the ball down there is going to be Atwater. She puts it on the floor again. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Harms. She runs it back the other way. Contact made. Shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Boy, Blue Hill with seven turnovers already here in this first quarter against this Sandy Creek defense. There's a personal foul down here now on the Cats. It's going to go on Atwater. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line for Sandy Creek is going to be Ashley Harms. Harms averaging 16.8 points per ball game so far this year for the Cougars. And her shot is up there and in. That's her first free throw of the night, first point of the ball game. Sandy Creek now 5 out of 5 on free throws here in the opening quarter. Ashley Harms, an 80% foul shooter for the season. She is at 42 out of 52 coming in here. Sandy Creek now leading by 6. There's a second shot. That's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to a Macy Coffey now for Blue Hill. Down to 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek's got a 17-11 advantage. That's Himmelberg. Her pass left side of the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shaw. Long pass down to 4. There's a shot taken by Wheeler. It's up and in. Shaw gets the assist. Tori Wheeler gets the field goal. 8 turnovers now in Blue Hill. 19-11 to score here. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. End of the fourth quarter. Here's a shot put up there. It's no good by Coffey. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. All defense here tonight for Sandy Creek. And it's producing some easy buckets on the other end of the floor. And after one quarter, Sandy Creek has got the lead. It's the Cougars 19, Blue Hill 11.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Hi, I'm Mia Hamm. As an athlete, I know injuries happen quickly, so I've teamed up with the American Association of Orthodontists to ask athletes to play it safe. Wear mouth guards, face masks, and helmets to prevent injuries. Visit braces.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It is Sandy Creek out on top of Blue Hill by a score of 19-11. Bobcats will have the opening possession here in the second period. 8 turnovers for Blue Hill there in that first quarter. And Sandy Creek has built the early lead here. There's a shot for the baseline. It's going to be no good by Carr. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek basketball. So Carr gets a wide-open look. Short baseline jumper from the right side that goes over the hoop, and it goes out of play, 19-11. The Cougars have the lead. Blue Hill will hunker down in this zone defense all night long tonight. Sandy Creek will attack back here on their offensive end. Tori Wheeler gets it outside down to Heinrichs, left side on the wing. Long-range jumper there by Tori Wheeler. Way off of the mark, no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Blue Hill basketball. So the Bobcats will play things in down here in backcourt. Now they got to face this Sandy Creek pressure again. On the dribble is going to be Blue Hill. That's going to be Caitlin Kumpke. Comes back with the ball here on the near sideline. Stops right in front of the Sandy Creek bench. Lobs it out here to April Feynman, who's back into the ball game. Left side now, and a traveling violation on Atwood. Feynman got the ball away to Atwood. She's going to drive it toward the hole, and a traveling violation is called there. So another turnover in Blue Hill. That's 9 in the ball game. They've got 9 turnovers, 11 points. We are a minute into the second quarter here at Sandy Creek. The Cougars have the lead, 19-11. Sandy Creek wickering with the ball. That's a Woodbury out in the wing. They get it to Wheeler. Now inside to Shaw. Her shot is up and in. Michaela Shaw scoring there. She's got 10 points already here in the ballgame. She's got 10 of the 21 for the Cougars. And Sandy Creek has built a 21-11 advantage now. Here's a long-range jumper from three. It's up and in. A three-pointer by Caitlin Kumpke there for Blue Hill. Kumpke's knocking down 23% of her threes so far this year. She fires that one up in the right wing, and it's nothing but nets. 21-14 to score. Sandy Creek out on top by 7. Cougars with the ball. Woodbury comes over here to Tori Wheeler. Wheeler on the wing. Moves it down to the baseline to Woodbury. Now back outside. That's going to be Lowry with the ball. Inside to Michaela Shaw. Kicks it back out on the baseline. There's a jumper by Woodbury. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jordan Atwater. Long pass down the floor. They get it down to Caitlin Kumpke again. Kumpke on the deep wing on the right side. Comes out between the circles. Now to Feynman. Over on the left side, that's Jordan Atwater with the ball. Atwater holds it. Free throw line extended left side. Cross-court pass goes over to Feynman. Entry pass. They get it inside. There's a shot by Cards. Off of the mark. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, but we got a foul called here on the rebound. A personal foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go on Sandy Creek, so we stay right here. Michaela Shaw guilty of the foul. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number 6 already on the Cougars in this first half of play. We're down to 5:52 to play in the second quarter. 21-14. Sandy Creek with a 7-point lead over Blue Hill here tonight. Top of the key is Kelsey Carr. Comes over here on the right side to Feynman. Comes back outside. Here's a long-range jumper by Kumpke from three. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ashley Harms for Sandy Creek. Harms gets it into the hands now of Tori Wheeler. It's a 7-point lead for the Cougars, 21-14. Sandy Creek working in their offensive end. Bounce pass comes out here to a Michaela Shaw. Moves it over on the wing again. Entry pass deflected away. And the ball is going to be brought down here by Kelsey Carr. That's the fourth turnover on Sandy Creek. Here's Kumpke with the ball now for the Blue Hill Bombcats. Gets it out here on the wing to Atwater. Jordan Atwater holds the ball there against Tori Wheeler. Pass out on top, and it's going to be a foul called out here on Sandy Creek. Going for the ball there was Taylor Heinrichs. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Sandy Creek here in the ball game. And we're going to have a one-and-one situation now for Macy Coffey. Into the ball game now for the Bobcats will be Mackenzie Willicott. She checks back in there. 5:10 to play in the second quarter. Here's the free throw. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Coffey as she misses the front end of the 1-1. Won't get the bonus. Sandy Creek with a rebound. Down the far sideline, Montana Heinrichs with the ball. Comes out to Tori Wheeler. Wheeler brings it back now to Heinrichs. Free throw line extended left side on the wing. Gets it out to Michaela Shaw. Entry pass inside. Now down to the baseline. There's a short jumper by Taylor Heinrichs. It's going to be no good. The ball swatted out of bounds. It's going to be Sandy Creek basketball. Last touch by Blue Hill. 4:51 to play here in the second quarter, 21-14. Cougars have the lead. They will play things in. Ashley Harms, left side of the lane, comes out now between the circles to Montana Heinrichs. To Harms, now over to Tori Wheeler. Back on top of the key again to Heinrichs. Now to Ashley Harms. They're working around the three-point arc here. Heinrichs has got the ball again at the top of the key. Her pass deflected. She gets it back, dribbles down the lane, and scores it. Montana Heinrichs had her pass slap back into her face there. Montana just picks it up, drives it down the lane, and scores. And the Cougars now have a 23-14 lead. We're in the second quarter. Here's Blue Hill working with the ball. On the left side is going to be Atwater. Comes out on top to Coffey. She launches up the three. That shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Mackenzie Willicott in the offensive glass. She grabs it and scores it for Blue Hill. It's now a 23-16 ball game. Cougars out on top. Montana Heinrichs with the ball to Tori Wheeler. Lobs it inside. The pass is high to Harms, and the ball swatted out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called here on Blue Hill. Personal foul going to be called here on the Macy Coffey. That's going to be your first. That's team foul number 4 on Blue Hill here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation. So it'll be a Sandy Creek playing it in. Harms gets it in to Wheeler. Outside to Heinrichs. Now inside. They get it to Michaela Shaw. Back out on the wing on the left side to Harms. Top of the key. That's Heinrichs with the ball now. 3:48 to play here in the second quarter. Ashley Harms with it. They work it back around to the right wing. Tori Wheeler. Wheeler bounce pass down to the baseline to Woodbury. Woodbury now to Heinrichs. Back out to Woodbury. Down to the baseline. Ashley Harms at the free throw line. Her shot up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Harms. Goes back up. Shoots and misses again. Rebound Harms. Follow shot is up there. It's good. Ashley Harms with two offensive boards, three shots in the hole, and finally the third one goes down. Sandy Creek now leading by a score of 25-16. Here in girls high school basketball, Atwater has got the ball. Now to April Feynman, moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Caitlin Kumpke with the ball for Blue Hill. Lobs it back outside. Coffey has to chase it down in front of the scorer's table. Now gets it back into the hands here of Jordan Atwater. Sandy Creek playing that man-to-man defense. Here's Coffey with the ball. Now they get it to Mackenzie Willicott down in the baseline. Driving, shooting, and missing is going to be Coffey, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Sandy Creek ball. So Coffey trying to penetrate down the baseline from the left corner and could not score. 25-16, the Cougars now up to a 9-point lead. Sandy Creek with the ball with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Montana Heinrichs comes back now for Sandy Creek. Blue Hill still in that zone defense. There's a Tori Wheeler with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Goes to the left wing. Now to Heinrichs. They get it inside. Dribbling down the lane is going to be Shaw. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Harms. Her shot is up there and in. Ashley Harms, another offensive board and a putback. Ashley now at 5 points in the ball game, and Sandy Creek has opened up an 11-point lead. 27-16 now. With 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first half from Sandy Creek. Blue Hill dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Hamelberg starts off right, then left. Goes on the far sideline to Kumpke. There's a pass inside, and a foul is going to be called. A foul called down there in the baseline as they try to work her down there to a Macy Coffey, and a foul is going to go on Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Harms. That's going to be your first team foul number 8 on the Cougars. Macy Coffey to the free throw line. Her shot's up there. It's off of the left side. No good. She is now 0 out of 2 on free throws here tonight. She was in the act of shooting, so she'll have 2 shots here. Coffey, a 43% foul shooter in the season, but she's 0 of 3 so far tonight. Actually, 0 of 2. This is her third shot, and then she misses that one as well. 27-16, the Cougars with an 11-point lead. Here comes Sandy Creek with the ball. Montana Heinrichs brings it into the offensive zone, feeds over here on the wing to Tori Wheeler. She holds it against Himmelberg of Blue Hill. There's a pass at the free throw line. It's going to be a jump ball. Michaela Shaw is tied up in the play there by Caitlin Kumpke of Blue Hill. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will play things in. They get it to Montana Heinrichs out here at the top of the key. Over to Tori Wheeler on the wing. Brings it back to Heinrichs on the wing on the left side. She's open. There's an entry pass. It's going to be swatted around, and the ball brought out of there by Macy Coffey. The fifth turnover on Sandy Creek here in the ball game. 1:43 to play. Here's Atwater with the ball now for Blue Hill. She comes into the offensive zone. Being guarded by Tori Wheeler. Now a timeout's going to be called. Tim Streff up in front of the Blue Hill bench as Jordan Atwater was in some trouble out here in three-point territory. 1:35 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Sandy Creek 27, Blue Hill 16.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. And also available on your smartphone tonight at m.KLIQFM.com. We're at Sandy Creek High School in the second quarter. 27-16, Cougars have the lead. Bobcats have the ball in their offensive zone. There's an entry pass. They get it inside. And a turnaround jumper is going to be no good by Carr. Ball is going to be swatted loose, and it's picked up by Sandy Creek. Cougars runner back the other way. Tori Wheeler has got the ball for the Cougars. Facing that zone defense. Comes over to Heinrichs again on the wing. Moves it down on the baseline. That's Harms with the ball. Back outside to Wheeler. Entry pass to get it into Shaw. She's being hacked in there. No foul called. Deep in the corner on the left side is going to be Harms. Entry pass again. Swatted out of there. That's going to be Sandy Creek ball. Obviously, Michaela Shaw drawing a double team inside in this zone defense of Blue Hill. Could not get the shot away, but now Sandy Creek will play things in underneath their own basket. Montana Heinrichs has got the ball here to the top of the key. Moves it over to a Tori Wheeler on the wing. There's a Shaw getting the free throw line, gets away from traffic, puts up a shot and hits it, and she's fouled in a play. Michaela Shaw again drawing a lot of traffic there at the free throw line. Got away, took it down the lane, and scores on a short jumper. And she is fouled in a play here. She'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. That's Macy Coffey, the guilty party in the foul. The shot from the free throw line is going to be no good there by Shaw. He's already got, 12 points in the ballgame, 12 of the 29 for the Cougars. And Sandy Creek has opened up a 13-point lead. It's 29-16. Here's a Blue Hill with the ball back in their offensive attack down in the corner on the left side. That's going to be Kumpke dribbling with the ball, takes it to the hole, and shot no good, but she's found in a play. So Caitlin Kumpke driving the ball from the left corner toward the goal there for Blue Hill. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Ashley Harms of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second. Kumpke to the free throw line down for the Bobcats. She's got 5 points in the ball game so far. Her first free throw is going to be no good. She'll get one more. Kumpke, a 47% foul shooter on the season, averaging 15.8 points per ball game. She is the leading scorer for Blue Hill so far this season. Second shot is up there. She misses that one as well. The rebound comes down to Shaw. Michaela Shaw with a rebound out for the Cougars. Sandy Creek with a chance to add to their total here late in the second quarter. Already leading by 13 points. It is 29-16. Blue Hill with just two losses so far this year. Sandy Creek has only got one loss. Cougars have the ball. Here's a Woodbury. Comes out now between the rings. Standing and holding on to it is going to be Tori Wheelers, who watches the time tick away. Brings it back to Woodbury on the wing on the right side. Back out to Tori Wheeler. Out between the rings. Entry pass to Shaw. Now to Woodbury. Her shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Blue Hill basketball. So the Bobcats will play it in here with 3 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's 29-16. Sandy Creek has got the lead. The pass comes in, and it comes right to the fingertips of Himmelberg out of bounds. So Blue Hill turns it away one more time, and now Sandy Creek with 1 second to play. 1 second to play here in the second quarter will have a chance. They will inbound in their offensive end right in front of the Blue Hill bench. So it's 29-16. They get it into Wheeler. His shot for three is up there. It's good. She banks one home from about 30 feet away. Tori Wheeler throws up a three ball there for Sandy Creek to end this first half when the Cougars have doubled the score on the Blue Hill Bobcats after the first half as Tori Wheeler throws in a 30-35 footer and she banks it in from the right side of the lane and Blue Hill is trailing by 16 points here at the halftime break. We're at halftime high school basketball action tonight here on the Breeze. The score is Sandy Creek 32, Blue Hill 16.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Our love's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the U Get More Superstore.
If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs, and you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system. A full 30% tax credit on the entire system. This is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home's heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center. Good luck, Sandy Creek and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek Girls High School basketball action for you tonight. You're on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Cougars have doubled the score on Blue Hill here at the break. The score is 32-16. It was close in the first quarter of play, at least for a while. We were tied up at two, tied up at four, and tied up at 6 points apiece. Sandy Creek then went ahead 10-6. The Cougars led 12-8, then 14-8, and Sandy Creek led 19-11 at the end of the opening quarter. Sandy Creek then opening things up a little bit in the second quarter. It was 21-11 as they scored their first field goal of the second period. Got out to a 9-point lead at 25-16. Led by double digits for the first time at 27-16 with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play there in the second quarter. Led by 13 at 29-16 and now 32-16 as Sandy Creek scores the final 7 points of that second quarter. The Cougars have a comfortable lead here at halftime, 32-16 over the Blue Hill Bobcats. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll come back and check the numbers here at halftime as we continue right after this.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 80R42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek here tonight. We're at halftime of our first game, girls contest. Eighth-ranked Sandy Creek out on top of Blue Hill tonight by a score of 32-16 at the break. Michaela Shaw leading the way so far for Sandy Creek. She has got 12 points in the ball game. Shaw has got 4 field goals. And she is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for Sandy Creek. Shaw's already drawing a double team inside against the zone defense of Blue Hill. But Shaw has responded. 12 points in the ballgame, 4 field goals, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. She's got 12. Montana Heinrichs has got 3 field goals. She's got 6 points in the ballgame tonight. The other scorer is Ashley Harms, has got 5 points. She's got a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Tori Wheeler has got a 3 and a 2 for Sandy Creek. She's got 5 points here at the break. Connor Lowry got the opening field goal for the Cougars tonight. That's her only goal in the first half. She's got 2. Taylor Heinrichs has got a field goal and 2 points for Sandy Creek. The Cougars unofficially with only 5 turnovers here in the first half of play. And Sandy Creek has hit 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. Blue Hill has got 10 turnovers here at halftime. The Bobcats are 3 out of 8 from the charity stripe. They are being led so far by Caitlin Kumpke. She has got 5 points in the ballgame. She's got a 3 and a 2. She is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also with 5 points off of the bench, for head coach Tim Streff is Mackenzie Willicott. She's knocked down a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. April Feynman has got a couple of free throws and 2 points for Blue Hill. Macy Coffey has got a field goal, and she is 0 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 2 points. And Kelsey Carr has knocked down a field goal. She's got 2 points here at halftime. Again, the Sandy Creek Cougars with a lead over Blue Hill. The score is 32-16. We'll take another timeout. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Hi, I'm Mia Hamm. As an athlete, I know injuries happen quickly, so I've teamed up with the American Association of Orthodontists to ask athletes to play it safe. Wear mouth guards, face masks, and helmets to prevent injuries. Visit braces.org.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at halftime, Sandy Creek has got the lead over Blue Hill in girls high school play, 32-16. We got more activity coming up all weekend long on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Tomorrow night here on The Breeze, we've got USHL hockey as the Tri-City Storm will be back at home at the Vero Event Center in Kearney. They'll take on the Blackhawks of Waterloo. Pre-game show will be at 6:45 tomorrow night with Skip Berry. The face-off will be at 7:05. Waterloo and the Tri-City Storm coming up tomorrow night here on The Breeze. Over on 1230 KHIS tomorrow night, we'll have high school basketball action as David City Aquinas will be in town to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. That will be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader, 5:45 for the pregame. Girls' game will go at 6. The boys will follow at 7:30. And we'll have the action on 12:30 a.m. KHAS tomorrow. And then over on ESPN 1550 KICS tomorrow night, we'll have another high school basketball doubleheader for you as Grand Island Northwest will be in town to take on the Hastings High Tigers. Girls' game will go at 6 o'clock with the boys to follow at 7:45. Pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow on ESPN 1550 KICS. Nebraska basketball coming up on Saturday here on the Breeze. Huskers will be taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes after their big win last night over the Indiana Hoosiers at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Nebraska will try to win back-to-back games against top 10 or top 15 ranked opponents as they take on Ohio State Saturday night at the Sports Center. 7 o'clock for the tip-off. It'll be 6 o'clock pregame, and you can catch the action on Saturday night right here on the Breeze. That's what's in store for you in some high school and college basketball action on our network of stations this weekend. We've got the second half coming up between Blue Hill and Sandy Creek. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show. We'll have more right after this.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, Ashley Harms gets the first field goal there that misses for Sandy Creek, and the Bobcats get her back here. Just underway in the third quarter, 32-16. Blue Hill is trailing in the ballgame, and now a five-second violation called on Kelsey Carr of Blue Hill. She was trapped on the left wing over there for the Bobcats, and a five-second violation is called there. So another turnover in the Bobcats. They even got 12 on the board. 12 turnovers and 16 points. It's 32-16. Sandy Creek is out on top. Here's Montana Hendricks with the ball. Moves it down to the baseline. A short jumper there is up and in. Montana Hendricks now with 8 points in the ballgame. And the Cougars are out on top by a score of 34-16 early in this third quarter from the Sandy Creek gym here tonight. Bringing the ball back there is going to be Jordan Atwater for Blue Hill. Lobs it over here to Feynman. Now right in front of us, that's Caitlin Kumpke with the ball to the free throw line to Coffey. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it out on the wing. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Feynman. And the ball is recovered there by Sandy Creek's Taylor Heinrichs. Heinrichs gets the ball ahead to Montana Heinrichs. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. A turnover. Here comes Blue Hill back the other way. That's Atwater with the ball. Atwater dishes off now to a Kumpke. And then she loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. Blue Hill again turning it away. That's 13 turnovers. Now head coach Tim Streff of Blue Hill wants to call a timeout as the Bobcats are stumbling through the first couple of minutes here of this third quarter. 6 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the third. We'll take a break. Sandy Creek 34, Blue Hill 16.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, following the timeout, Sandy Creek has got the ball. Blue Hill says that's a zone defense. Sandy Creek has been able to work the ball around this thing. They've got a big lead, 34-16. Cougars still with the ball. Here's a cross-court pass. It's going to be deflected, but Ashley Harms picks it up on the far side. Out to Tori Wheeler. Moves it over on the wing to Montana Heinrichs. Down in the corner now. Now they pound it down low. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Michaela Shaw. Final shot is up and in. Michaela Shaw misses on the first one. She gets her second one to go down through the hole. She's got 14 points in the ball game now for Sandy Creek, and it's a 20-point lead for the Cougars at 36-16. On the wing is going to be Atwater with the ball now for Blue Hill, as Sandy Creek stays with this man-to-man defense on this end. It's been very successful. Out here to Coffey, moves it over here on the wing to Atwater. Rainbow pass goes to the far sideline to Kumpke. Picked up over there by Ashley Harms of Sandy Creek. Kumpke with the ball high above her head. Puts it on the floor, tries to drive it inside, now runs into traffic. The ball knocked loose and is picked up by Shaw. Long pass down the floor to Tori Wheeler. She drives, shoots, and scores. Tori Wheeler scores. She's now got 7 in the ball game, and Sandy Creek has opened up a 38-16 lead over Blue Hill here tonight. That's Jordan Atwater with the ball now. Races the ball across the midcourt stripe here. Bounce pass comes to April Feynman. Now right side to Kumpke. Free throw line extended. Down to Macy Coffey, top of the circle. On the left wing now. For Blue Hill is going to be April Feynman. Feynman goes to the free throw line. They get it to Atwater. Now driving is going to be Coffey, and her shot is up and in. Macy Coffey scoring there for Blue Hill. That's her second field goal of the ball game. And the Cougars now have a 20-point lead. It's 38-18. There's Montana Heinrichs with the ball to Tori Wheeler. Moves it down on the baseline to Taylor Heinrichs. Back out of the wing to Wheeler. Now back down to Heinrichs. Down to Michaela Shaw. Back down to Heinrichs. To Shaw. Out on top. Montana Heinrichs, now to Tori Wheeler. Back inside, a shot is up and in. Down low underneath the hole there. Taylor Heinrichs scoring there for Sandy Creek. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And it's now a 40-18 ball game. 40-18, the Cougars have the lead over Blue Hill here tonight. There's Atwater with the ball now for Blue Hill. Now she's going to be trapped out here. Another timeout's going to be called. Tim Streff burns another TO here as Atwater is trapped out here in 3 points territory just to the left of the circle. We've got a timeout, 4 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Sandy Creek 40, Blue Hill 18.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Hi, I'm Mia Hamm. As an athlete, I know injuries happen quickly, so I've teamed up with the American Association of Orthodontists to ask athletes to play it safe. Wear mouth guards, face masks, and helmets to prevent injuries. Visit braces.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You're listening to high school basketball action tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and also online at KLIQFM.com. We're at Sandy Creek tonight. The Cougars blowing by the Blue Hill Bobcats in girls' play so far. It's 40-18. Sandy Creek with a lead. Blue Hill has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Atwater with it now. Atwater dribbling with the ball on the far sideline. Takes it to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Good defense here by Wheeler. Atwood has to get rid of it. Now she does. Takes it down to the baseline to Coffey. And now we got a foul called. Macy Coffey trying to take the ball to the baseline. She was hacked down there by Sandy Creek. And a personal foul called on the Cougars. Going to go on the Heinrichs. That's going to be her third. Blue Hill will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket, trailing by the score of 40-18. As Kumpke tries to get it in, she does here on the short baseline to Willick. Got her shot, no good. And now we got a jump ball and a rebound. As Harms is tied up in the play there by Macy Coffey of Blue Hill. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will have the ball here. 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Sandy Creek leading by a score of 40-18. And now it's going to be Blue Hill extending out that defense. They'll pick up the Cougars right at the 10-second line. Down in the corner, that's going to be Woodbury with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Comes to Heinrichs, now down to Woodbury again, and a traveling violation is called on her. That's the seventh turnover on Sandy Creek in the ball game. I got Blue Hill with 14. The Cougars have a 40-18 lead over the Bobcats as we play in the third quarter. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the period. Here's Atwater with the ball now for a Blue Hill. Hands it away. That's going to be Coffey. She hands it away in the lane. The shot by Kumpke. No good, and a foul is called. A foul here will go on Sandy Creek as Kumpke will go to the free throw line now for Blue Hill. The foul is going to be whistled on Montana Heinrichs. That's going to be her third. So Kumpke to the free throw line for Blue Hill. So far tonight, she's got 5 points in the ball game, and now she's 0 of 3 from the free throw line as that one misses badly off of the right side. Into the ball game now for Sandy Creek is going to be Connor Lowry. Lowry re-enters the ball game. She's got 2 points in the contest so far. K Caitlin Kumpke will have one more shot here. It's up there. That's going to be no good. She's now 0-4 from the free throw line. And the rebound comes down to Ashley Harms for Sandy Creek to Tori Wheeler. 40-18 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead. On the wing is going to be Lowry. Entry pass. They get it to Michaela Shaw. Dribbles down the lane. Puts a girl in the air, and then her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Kumpke. Brings it back the other way to Atwater. Now the Kumpke shot is good, and she's fouled. Caitlin Kumpke scoring there for Blue Hill, and now she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Caitlin Kumpke to the line here. Personal foul whistled on Shaw of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second. Kumpke to the free throw line here for Blue Hill, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Shaw. So it's a 20-point lead. 40-20 is the score. Sandy Creek out on top. There's a Tori Wheeler. Her pass down the left sideline is going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Blue Hill. That's Kumpke. Gets it down the floor. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Atwater. Tip try by Atwater. No good. Rebound comes down to Harms of Sandy Creek. And now we got a timeout called by Russ Neimeyer over there, the head man for Sandy Creek, as Harms was kind of trapped in the lane there, looking to get rid of the ball. And we got a timeout called here from Sandy Creek. 2 minutes and 54 seconds to play with the third quarter. It's Sandy Creek 40, Blue Hill 20.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We've got the boys' game coming up next year on The Breeze. KOIQ, 94.5. Blue Hill is sitting at 7-5 in the season on the boys' level. Sandy Creek at 7-4. So it should be a competitive second ball game for us tonight. Should begin somewhere around 8 o'clock here at Sandy Creek High School. 40-20 is the score. Sandy Creek has led this baby virtually from the opening tap. We were tied up at 6 points apiece, and that was the last time we were in a tie situation or Blue Hill had the lead. There's a pass down the far sideline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Blue Hill. It's going to go on Kelsey Carr. That's going to be a first. Blue Hill has not led since the 4-2 mark way early in this basketball game. Sandy Creek led 19-11 at the end of the first quarter. Led at halftime 32-16. Now they got a 40-20 advantage here. As we work in the latter stages of this third quarter, here at Sandy Creek, that's Connor Lowry with ball, takes a three-pointer, and his shot is up and in. Connor Lowry bangs home a three-pointer from the left wing for Sandy Creek. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and it's 43-20. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Atwater hands the ball away. Kumpke has got it now. She gives it away to Coffey. She takes it to the left wing, getting away, driving the ball toward the goal is going to be Kumpke. Leaves it down on the baseline. There's a short jumper. No good. Foul shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound in the lane there by Carr. Shot good, and she fouled. Kelsey Carr finally getting one to go down there for Blue Hill. 3-4 shots in the hole in that possession. Kelsey Carr gets the field goal to go down, and the personal foul is going to be called on Woodbury of Sandy Creek. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 4 on the Cougars. And here comes the free throw. It's up there, and it's good. A 3-point play by Kelsey Carr. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. And it's back to a 20-point lead as they come back and match that three-pointer at the other end that Sandy Creek put up there. Cougars have the ball now under 2 minutes to play. Wheeler throws the ball under the way, and it's over the head of Shaw. It's picked up by Harms. Her shot from the short left baseline is going to be no good. The battle for the ball underneath the hole there, and a jump ball is called. And the arrow is going to be pointing in favor of Blue Hill, so the Bobcats will get it. Blue Hill will play things in with a minute and 49 seconds to play. You're in the third quarter, 43-23. Sandy Creek has got a 20-point lead, cruising for their 10th win of this 2011-2012 season. There's a Blue Hill with the ball. That's going to be Atwater with it out here in three-point territory. Sends it down the right side of the lane. There's a shot up there, no good, and a foul called. They got it to a Mackenzie Willicott. She went right up there to the hoop for Blue Hill, and she draws the personal foul. And now Willicott will go to the free throw line here for Blue Hill. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Personal is whistled on Woodbury. That's going to be her second. And here's a shot from the line. It's up there and in by Mackenzie Willicott. She's now 2 of 2 from the line tonight. 50% foul shooter in the season. Sandy Creek has got the lead over Blue Hill. It's 43-24. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That's going to be an air ball thrown up from the charity stripe. So Sandy Creek will get it here. Harms will play things in backcourt. Harms will get it in to a Tori Wheeler with the ball. Now to Harms, comes to the near sideline. That's a Connor Lowry with the ball. Now she falls down with it, and a foul is going to be called here on the Blue Hill. Right in front of the Sandy Creek bench. No foul called. She was just a ball tipped out of her hands, out of bounds there, as Lowry went chasing after it. But it was last touch by Blue Hill. Sandy Creek will play things in. Harms has got it out to Tori Wheeler. Back to Harms. Open here on the right side. Won't put up a shot from three. Comes out of Tori Wheeler again. Entry pass to Shaw. Kicks it over there on the left side. Let's get it to Connor Lowry. Back around Harms. Open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. Ashley Harms now with 8 points in the ball game. It's 45-24. Sandy Creek is out by 21 here in the ball game. Here comes Atwater back with the ball now for Blue Hill. The Kumpke down in the corner. Three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be short. No good. Battle for the rebound. Carr has got it for Blue Hill. Gets it out here to a Jordan Atwater. Looking to penetrate. Comes back out into the three-point territory. Hands away to Coffey. Right to left across the free throw line to Carr. Her shot off of the left baseline. No good. Rebound Willicott. Keeps it alive here for Blue Hill. Atwater has got the ball now to a Macy Coffey. Coffey moves it across the top of the key. Hands it away now to Kumpke. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Woodbury. Woodbury gets the rebound for Sandy Creek. Now to a Tori Wheeler. Into the forecourt to Connor Lowry. Back out to Wheeler. Lowry right wing. Free throw line extended. All the way to the sideline there. Right in front of head coach Russ Neinmeier. 15 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, it's 45-24. Sandy Creek with a lead. Driving toward the goal is going to be Lowry. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Shaw had the rebound and it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Sandy Creek will play it in from underneath their own basket here with 7 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's 45-24. Ashley Harms gets it into Shaw on the baseline. Shaw spins right side of the lane, goes up, banks one home. Michaela Shaw scoring there for Sandy Creek. She's got 16 in the ballgame, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the book. Sandy Creek dominating this showdown here tonight with the Blue Hill Bobcats. After three, Sandy Creek 47, Blue Hill 24.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Quarter here tonight. Sandy Creek with a lead over Blue Hill and girls high school basketball, 47-24. We got a jump right off of the bat. Sandy Creek plays it into Tori Wheeler, and she was surrounded by Bobcats there right at the midcourt stripe. Arrow is going to be pointing in favor of Blue Hill, so that's going to be a turnover on Sandy Creek right off of the bat here in the fourth quarter. 8 turnovers on Sandy Creek, 14 on Blue Hill, 47-24. The Cougars are out on top of the Bobcats here tonight. Atwater has got the ball, now to Willicott. Moves it over here to Caitlin Kumpke, and she holds it out of here in three-point territory. Two-handed pass to Atwater. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. So an air ball thrown up there by Atwater right from the free throw line. Blue Hill trying to get to it, but they couldn't, and Sandy Creek will play things in. Ashley Harms will get it in here in backcourt. They get it to Tori Wheeler. Down to Montana Heinrichs, who's back into the ball game. Now to Harms. They get it inside. That's Shaw driving down the lane. Her shot's up and in. Michaela Shaw having a field day inside. She's now got 18 points in the ballgame, averaging 17 on the season. 49-24. The Cougars blowing the Bobcats right out of their cages here in this second half of play. Out on top now, big time here in the fourth quarter. Driving from the basket, there is a Kelsey Carr. Shot's partially deflected. Ball is brought down by Montana Heinrichs. Heinrichs brings it back, right-handed dribble across the timeline. Blue Hill stays in that zone defense over on the wing. Ashley Harms has got it. Moves it down on the baseline. That's a Taylor Heinrichs. Back out of the wing. Montana has got it. Back down to Taylor. out of top of the key. Wheeler inside down to Shaw. Shot is up there, no good. Ball swatted around in the baseline. We got a foul called down here. A foul is going to be called here on Sandy Creek. That's going to be their sixth of the second half. It's going to go on Taylor Heinrichs. That's going to be your fourth. Into the ball game now for Sandy Creek is going to be Woodbury. Heinrichs will check out. 6 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the game tonight from Sandy Creek. The Cougars, 49, Blue Hill, 24. Sandy Creek jumped on Blue Hill in that first quarter, got onto an eight-point lead, and this one has never been a doubt. Sandy Creek dominating this ball game between a couple of good teams in Central Nebraska here tonight, driving the baseline and being fouled into play is going to be Coffey. Blue Hill came in here 11-2. They've got an eight-game winning streak coming into this contest. Losing to St. Cecilia in the Wood River. Sandy Creek is 9-1. They're only lost to St. Cecilia a couple of weeks ago. There's a shot from the free throw line by Coffey. It's going to be no good. She's now 0-4 from the line. Blue Hill is a team hitting only 42% from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. 49-24 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the rebound as they come back the other way. Heinrichs moves it down in the corner. Now to Shaw. She gets it into Harms. It's knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Ashley Harms post up down low, right side of the lane. They try to get her the ball, and it goes through her fingertips and knocked out of bounds. So Sandy Creek plays things in. Harms has got it again. Short jumper right baseline. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill, coming back the other way. Here come the Bobcats with it. That's a Kelsey Carr with it for Blue Hill as she brings it into the offensive zone. Lob pass is going to be taken down here by Feynman as she's being pressured out of the elbow. Now we got a two to the whistle again, and another foul is going to be called. So a foul here will go on Sandy Creek. This is going to go on the Woodbury. That's going to be her third. And going to the free throw line for Blue Hill is going to be April Feynman for the Bobcats. She's got 2 points so far on a couple of free throws. This one is up there. It's going to be no good. She won't get a second one. She misses the front end of the bonus. Rebound comes down to Shaw again for Sandy Creek. Into the forecourt to Harms. Harms brings it out on top to Tori Wheeler. Back to Harms on the wing on the right side. Looking to penetrate. Moves it down on the baseline to Shaw. Now to Wheeler. Lobs it inside again to Harms. Her shot right in front of the hole is good. Ashley Harms scoring there for Sandy Creek. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Michaela Shaw has got 18. And the Cougars are out to a 51-24 lead over Blue Hill tonight in girls high school basketball. Hamelberg trapped in the three-point territory. Throws it out in the corner to Carr. She returns it back to Himmelberg out near the 10-second line. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Montana Heinrichs. She drives, shoots, and scores. Montana Heinrichs gets the interception. She takes the distance and scores. That's 15 turnovers on Blue Hill. 53-24. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Two-handed pass from Kumpke. Comes to the near sideline now. As they get it to Willicott. Now to the free throw line. Feynman shot good. April Feynman scoring there for Blue Hill. That's her first field goal. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 53-26. We got 5 minutes to play here in this fourth quarter as Sandy Creek throws the ball away. Tori Wheeler trying to take it to the near sideline here and threw it right on by her teammate and right into the Sandy Creek bench. Picked up by Russ Neimeyer over there. That's the ninth turnover on Sandy Creek here in the ball game. 43-26, Sandy Creek out on top. But Blue Hill has got the ball. That's April Feynman coming back the other way for Blue Hill. Now trapped out here in three-point territory. Gets it away to Atwater. Out of the left side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Feynman trying to send it inside, and it was knocked out of bounds there. Or lost out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Sandy Creek. So another turnover on Blue Hill. They're 16th of the ball game. Now they're going to change their minds here. The official stepping in there. It's going to be Blue Hill basketball. I thought so. The Bobcats will play things in. Feynman with the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. And now what do we have? A timeout called here from Tim Streff. The head man for Blue Hill is the Bobcats are having a problem getting the ball inbounded down here. So we've got another timeout. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It is Sandy Creek 53, Blue Hill 26.
The superheroes of service powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Hi, I'm Mia Hamm. As an athlete, I know injuries happen quickly, so I've teamed up with the American Association of Orthodontists to ask athletes to play it safe.
Wear mouth guards, face masks, and helmets to prevent injuries. Visit braces.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
First game of two tonight at Sandy Creek between the Cougars and the Bobcats. 53-26 is the score. Sandy Creek with a lead here in the girls' contest. Blue Hill playing things in. Feynman on the short jumper on the right side. It's up and in by Jordan Atwater. So Feynman got it into Atwater, and she scores here. That's her first field goal of the night for Blue Hill. It's 53-28. Sandy Creek out on top. Cougars have the ball. Torrey Wheeler, free throw line extended left side out to Montana Heinrichs. Dribbles to the top of the key, over in the right wing, now to Lowry, back out to Montana. Left side, Torrey Wheeler with the ball, down in the corner. As they get it into a... Morgan Dixon is into the ball game now. There's an entry pass, it's going to be deflected away, and it's picked up here by Elizabeth Schwab for Blue Hill. So both coaches going to the bench now with 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter, and Sandy Creek comfortably ahead, 53-28. There's a pass. It's going to be over the head of Schwab. It comes to the near sideline, picked up by Feynman. Tries to go back to Schwab. She grabs it right here at the midcourt stripe. Double team. Schwab trying to get away. Her pass deflected, and it's picked up by Dixon up of Sandy Creek. Gets into the hands of Connor Lowry. Another turnover on the Blue Hill in the ball game. That's 16 now on the Blue Hill Bobcats. Dixon has got the ball for Sandy Creek. They're working around the three-point arc over to Lowry on the left side. Cross-court pass comes over here. Montana Heinrichs drives for the bucket. Her shot is up and in. Took it down to the baseline and then kind of curves over and gets the field goal. She goes for the hole there. She's got 12 points in the ballgame. 55-28. Sandy Creek with a lead with 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in this girls' ballgame. Blue Hill working with the ball. Left side of the lane. That's going to be Himmelberg. Now to the free throw line to Feynman. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. In fact, it doesn't draw iron. It goes out of bounds. And Sandy Creek will play things in here in backcourt. 2:59 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 55-28. Sandy Creek led at halftime 32-16, and they really haven't been pressured here in this ball game tonight by the Blue Hill Bobcats. Atwater has got the ball here for Blue Hill as they play things in. Over to Caitlin Kumpke behind the screen now from Atwater. Bounce pass goes over to Feynman. Down low to Carr. Carr is surrounded. Gets it back to the free throw line. That's a coffee. She has the ball tipped away. It's picked up by Torrey Wheeler running back the other way. She loses control of the ball, and a traveling violation is called here. Traveling violation is called on Sandy Creek after Blue Hill turns it away on their offensive end. Now the official, Terry Anstein, having a couple of words with Wes Neinmeyer to explain the call there. 2:42 to play. It's a 55-28 ball game. And here is a pass that's going to be thrown out of bounds again by Blue Hill, trying to take it down in the corner to Coffey, and they threw it too far. So Sandy Creek will come back the other direction, leading by the score of 55-28. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. Blue Hill extending out that zone defense now into the backcourt. Dixon has got the ball for Sandy Creek. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Ball is being tapped around. It's loose here in the backcourt. It's picked up by Sandy Creek running back the other way. Montana Heinrichs throws it down the floor to Torrey Wheeler, and it sounds up and in. Montana gets the assist there. Torrey Wheeler gets the field goal. Torrey now with 9 points in the ballgame. It's 57-28. Sandy Creek with the advantage here in the fourth quarter in girls high school basketball. There's Atwater with the ball inside to Feynman. Shot good. Feynman scores right in front of the free throw line there for Blue Hill. That's her second field goal. And now Tim Straff has called a timeout here for the Bobcats. We've got a timeout, 1 minute and 54 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break for the score. Sandy Creek 57, Blue Hill 30.
If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs, and you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system. A full 30% tax credit on the entire system. This is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home's heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center. Good luck, Sandy Creek and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Sandy Creek going to go to 10-1 after this one here tonight. Cougars have won 4 games in a row, coming off of their loss to Hastings St. Cecilia. They're going to add to it right here tonight as they got a convincing win over, I thought, a pretty good Blue Hill team coming in here. They've had just 2 losses on the season. to St. Cecilia and the Wood River, but they're being blown out here tonight by Sandy Creek, 57-30 in girls high school basketball action. Sandy Creek with the ball. They got some new faces in there. Riley Morris has got it now. Entry pass to Dixon over here on the wing to Van Spreckelson. Down on the baseline, there's a jumper put up there. That's going to be no good. Recovered there by Sandy Creek, and they lose the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Blue Hill basketball. Krista Johnson is into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. She is just a freshman. As Sandy Creek will play things in, Johnson's got the ball now back outside. That's Kelly Bolin with it now. Bolin comes over to Riley Morris, who's into the ball game. To Bolin again to Bailey. To Riley Morris. And she sends it down in the corner. It's going to be wide of the target, out of bounds. A turnover on Sandy Creek. So now Riley Morris is into the ball game for Sandy Creek, one of the guard positions. 57-30 is the score with a minute and 10 seconds to play. Here's a Katie Schaefer now for Blue Hill. Her pass is going to be intercepted by Dixon. She drives the length of the floor and scores. Morgan Dixon scoring there for the Sandy Creek Cougars. She's a 5'10" sophomore, so she gets into the scorebook with a field goal. It's now 59-30 in favor of Sandy Creek. Raymond with the ball for Blue Hill. Lobs it down low and a shot is up and in. Adrienne Lipker scoring there for Blue Hill. That's her first field goal. And now Russ wants to call a timeout here. Oh, just for a substitution, we'll just keep it right here. We're going to have a substitution timeout with 42 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. Well, we are going to take a quick break here. We'll take a 30-second timeout. It is Sandy Creek 59, Blue Hill 32.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Sandy Creek for the ball. 35 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Cougars leading by a score of 59-32 here in this one as both coaches have now cleared the benches to mop up here in this ball game. The pass being deflected down in the corner. It's going to be brought down there by Blue Hill. It's going to be turnover number 12 on Sandy Creek. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. A foul called here in backcourt. I think it's going to be Van Spreckelson. For Sandy Creek, that's the case. Bethany Van Spreckelson picks up the personal foul for the Cougars, a 5'8" senior. And now going to the free throw line for Blue Hill is going to be Feynman. Or check that is going to be a Katie Schaefer going to the free throw line. Katie Schaefer going to the free throw line now for Blue Hill. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Dixon. 13 seconds to play here on this one. That's a Riley Morris with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Comes to the near sideline to Amanda Skolka. Out of Riley Morris over to Van Spreckelson on the far side. Back out to a Morris. Her shot for three is going to be no good. And that, my friends, is the ball game. The Sandy Creek Cougars knock off Blue Hill here tonight. And this one was not a contest from about to halftime on as Sandy Creek dominates this contest tonight. They knock off the Blue Hill Bobcats by the score of 59-32. Stick around. We've got the Vons Printers postgame show coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Enrich's Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Hill, Sandy Creek, Winton, and girls basketball here tonight. Final score of 59-32. This is the postgame show brought to you by Vons Printers of Hastings, your full-service printer located at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Tied up at 2, tied up at 4, and tied up at 6. Other than that, it was all Sandy Creek here tonight. The Cougars got onto a 19-11 advantage after the first quarter. They then outscore Blue Hill in the second period 13-5 to grab a 32-16 advantage at halftime here tonight. Blue Hill never really mounted a charge, a serious charge in the second half. Sandy Creek outscoring Blue Hill in the third quarter 15-8. And again, the final score, it was Sandy Creek knocking off the Blue Hill Bobcats tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 59-32. We're getting set for the boys game coming up in just a couple of minutes here at Sandy Creek High School. Should be a good matchup between a couple of teams with 7 wins apiece. Blue Hill 7-5 on the season. Sandy Creek coming in with a mark of 7 wins and 4 losses. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 8 o'clock here tonight. We'll take a timeout for Vons Printers. Come back and check the scoring in the girls' ball game as we continue on the Breeze.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vons Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vons Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vons Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek. Again, the Cougars winning in girls basketball tonight. Final score of 59-32. You're listening to the Vons Printers postgame show here tonight. Get you the scoring in the ball game. Michaela Shaw leading the way for Sandy Creek. She had 7 field goals in the ball game tonight. 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Shaw throwing down 18 points in the ball game. 2 other girls were in double figures tonight. Montana Heinrichs had 6 field goals and 12 points. Ashley Harms tonight, she had 1 3-point field goal and a 2-point field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She scored 10 points in the ball game. So it was Michaela Shaw with 18, Montana Heinrichs with 12, and Ashley Harms with 10 points tonight. Toy Wheeler had a good night. She had 9 points in the ball game. Wheeler knocks down 1 3-pointer and had 3 2-point field goals. We had Connor Lowry with 5 points. She had a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. And the Taylor Heinrichs out of the ball game, hit a couple of field goals and 4 points. Sandy Creek was just 5 out of 7 from the free throw line here tonight. Unofficially, 13 turnovers in the ball game. Blue Hill's shooting miseries continue from the charity stripe. They come in averaging only 42% from the line. They hit 5 out of 19 from the free throw line tonight. Unofficially, had them with 18 turnovers in the ball game. They were led by Caitlin Kumpke with 7 points. She had a 3-point field goal and a couple of 2-point field goals, and she was 0 out of 5 from the free throw line. Mackenzie Willicott had a couple of field goals. She was 2 out of 4 from the line for 6 points. Kelsey Carr had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the line for 5. Macy Coffey had 4 points tonight. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 0 out of 5 from the free throw line. Other scores for Blue Hill, you had Jordan Atwater held to just 2 points tonight on a field goal. And Adrian Lipker got in the ball game late and got a field goal and 2 points. Again, it was Sandy Creek winning tonight over the Blue Hill Bobcats in girls basketball by a score of 59-32. So Sandy Creek, they will improve to 10 wins and 1 loss on the season. Sandy Creek will get ready for their next ball game, which is going to be Theris Central coming up on the Saturday night. That'll be right back here at Sandy Creek High School. Meanwhile, Blue Hill, they will drop to 11 wins and 3 losses. Their next ball game is not until next week on the 24th when they play at Lawrence Nelson. So Blue Hill dropping to 11-3 on the season, and Sandy Creek is now 10-1. Again, the final score in the first ball game tonight was Sandy Creek knocking off Blue Hill by the score of 59-32. We've got the boys' game coming up in about 17 minutes from right now, so stay with us for the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You've been listening to the Vons Printers postgame show.